Well, you remember early on in this series of programs, I told you it took me a long time before I joined U3A. It was about 7 years, and I said what a waste of time that was. But I come this morning to go back to the first group I ever joined, which is the Folk Singers. It's a group formed by Dave Pryor about 5 or 6 years ago now, I guess, and I did hope that Dave would be able to talk to us this morning, but in fact, he's got a bad throat, so he's delegated his wife, and as we all know, the wife wears the trousers in most households. So, good morning, Rosemary Pryor.
Good morning, hope you're well.
I wonder, can you tell us a little bit about how the group was started?
Dave was very eager to learn to sort of sing folk songs, and he knew a couple of songs, and he thought he was reasonably well versed in this sort of thing. He thought if he started a group, he might encourage people who could sing folk songs, and it would enhance his repertoire,
yeah,
albeit very small. He started by putting an advert in the U3A magazine for the October and November magazine. By December, he had over a dozen interested people.
Uh-huh.
So he thought, right, this is it.
Yeah.
Start of a new year.
Absolutely.
11th of January 2011, he would start the Folk Singers group. And he started with six people in our lounge. But it soon became evident that our lounge wasn't going to be large enough.
That's brilliant.
Because people just kept coming and coming.
Yeah.
And then they came with guitars, which take up much more room.
Getting quite serious. So what sort of people join? I mean, is everybody a good singer? Or?
Oh, goodness me, no. We just encourage anybody at all. Doesn't matter whether you can sing or not. Because by joining in with other people, I think your voice does improve.
Mm.
And we have both found this. So when you come, we say, join in if you wish. Just sit back and listen. We choose from a book, or they bring their own songs to the group,
right,
which is really very interesting.
So they can choose to sing a solo or not.
Or not, or join in the chorus.
And if they don't want to do a solo, then what?
They just choose a song and we all sing along with them. We belong to another organisation which had quite a comprehensive book of folk songs, and we were allowed to download it for our own use, which most members have done this, so we can sing from there. But so many people now are bringing in their own songs.
Really?
Sometimes we have a theme, and that encourages them to sort of look on the internet and
yeah,
see what they can find.
Yeah, so we Wrinklies are not afraid of the internet.
We are not.
Excellent. Well, I told you early on I was hoping to persuade somebody to sing for us, and we've actually got a solo. Diana sang a rather special song this morning. And I'm not going to say too much about it. I'm going to ask her to introduce it to you.
Right, this is just a different version, shall we say, of the song that we all know. And everybody will soon get it, I'm sure. I've been a Hell's Angel for many a year, and I've spent all my money on black leather gear. My bike's getting rusty, me bum's getting sore, and I never will be a Hell's Angel no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I be a Hell's Angel. No, never, no more. I went to a garage I used to frequent, and I told the attendant my camshaft was bent. I asked for a new one, he answered me nay. Your bike is a Norton, we stock BSA. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I be a Hell's Angel. No, never, no more. I drew from my pocket my Hitler Youth knife, and the attendant, he shook then in fear of his life. He said I was joking, you can have what you like. I said, thank you kindly, I'll have a new bike. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I be a Hell's Angel. No, never, no more. But the bike needed greasing before it would ride. So I lay on my back underneath it outside. I'd only just started when right by my nose I saw three pairs of boots with steel caps on their toes. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I be a Hell's Angel. No, never, no more. Well, I'm lying in bed with both legs in a cast. I've had my first fight and I'll make it my last. And when I get off the intensive care floor, I never will be a Hell's Angel no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I be a Hell's Angel. No, never.
Thank you, Diana. That was great. Well, I said we'd have a word with Dave afterwards. Dave is the guy who formed this group. Dave, what made you start it? Were you always into folk music?
No. I'm very new to folk music. I had no real interest in music till quite a while after I retired. And it was by accident we found the Caravana Camping Club folk group when I found that my voice was acceptable. And so up until then, the only singing I'd done was with scouts around a campfire where we'd been breathing smoke in for a campfire fire smoke for a week or more. And we all had husky voices and boys brains, so my voice was acceptable. But until then, it hadn't been. And I had no real interest in music until I joined the Camping and Caravan Club.
Yeah.
And I started going to a couple of local folk clubs where I didn't really know the artists or the songs or anything like that they were having. So I thought, I want to try and find out more about this folk music. Having joined the U3A, so I started this group. Most of the people that came to my first meeting knew far more about folk singing than I did. And so we started singing this as a sing-around.
Yeah.
And it just grew from there. And my interest in folk music grew. My knowledge of a few artists grew. I now go out to local folk clubs and I can sing when I'm asked to out with the Caravan and Camping Club.
So what you're saying really is the very ethos of U3A.
The very ethos.
Self-teach, learn together.
That's right.
Teach together, no learners, no teachers, just learn from one another.
That's exactly what we've done, and I can't thank U3A enough for it.
Well, exactly. What other groups do you do besides the Merry Folk?
With Merry Folk, well, I'll start with my Tuesday, because I go out a lot of weekends. We started leaving the Mondays and Fridays alone, but my wife has now drifted into Stretch and Balance on a Monday, and she goes to Carcraft on a Friday, so she doesn't miss too many of those.
We're getting plenty of plugs in here, folks.
But myself, on Tuesdays alternately, I run the UKA for Fun and the Folk Singers, where we are this morning. On Tuesday afternoons, I go to Painting for Fun. Wednesday mornings, we go to English Country Dancing. Thursday mornings, we go to the Merry Folk Band. And usually, the weeks that we don't meet, we're out entertaining old people at over 60 clubs and
old
lunch
people.
Clubs. Where a lot of the people there are younger than some of us. That's what I do in the UVA. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And apart from that, it's just a general get-together. It's nice. How your circle of friends goes. It's amazing how
it's
many
a wonderful
people
atmosphere.
Do know.
I came back here this morning having been away for several weeks, and I was made so welcome, and I felt, my God, I really miss this.